Howdy, Xers. Welcome to Market Scope for April 2003. Last month, we searched the internet for classic air checks, got some good feedback, so we decided to pick up some more old stuff from the net for the anniversary issue. So from America's great top 40 archives are more classic air checks.
WKNR definitely presents Bill Garcia.
How are you, Motor City? 1004, this is Christie. It's called Yellow River. That's what regulars would lag around for at least, would you believe, 4 or 5 months? I kid you not. Christie, it was the number one record in England. He's from England. Wrote it, called Yellow River, at 1006 on the new WKNR 13. Bill Garcia along with you. Listen, 298-4777. If you got a request, ring my chimes on a Tuesday.
Good morning.
Howdy hoes, the new Cat Trees 2 are available in a wide variety of styles at Crowley's now. It may do something for your prison. I got the 1970 WKNR Gold for you. Rainy Night, George Brookman. He hadn't had a hit record until that came out for at least, had to be at least 7 or 8 years. Wow, it stands well. Let's take a look at the Keener calendar. Door-to-door clothing drive for the benefit of South Vietnam orphans will be conducted in Ann Arbor on Saturday, sponsored by Delta Sigma Phi Fraternity and Alpha Delta Pi Sorority at the University of Michigan. And now I got a special request for someone who's got a strong stomach. Scott White, WKNR News. Pontiac Central and Northern High Schools and Eastern Junior High School will all be open tomorrow. Central and Northern were both closed after school yesterday. Eastern closed early today in the wake of disturbances after the shooting of 4 Central students Monday. School officials made the
Scott
decision.
Scott White, WKNR News.
Bill Garcia, WKNR Music. WKNR 13. And stay away from me. I love you too much. It's 1024, 65 degrees in the Motor City. How are you on this Tuesday? You got through Monday, all right. Here it is. You got through Tuesday, all right. I keep forgetting what time I'm going. All right, listen. All I can say is I'm going to play a song for Westland done by Brad.
It don't matter to me, because it don't matter to me. WKNR 13.
Here's a guy who had a lot of hit records in the early 1960s. From 63, Gene Pitney, and 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Dearest, darling.
WKNR, Dearborn, is together.
You
over your shoulders, honey, and I'll be there. And I don't care what they say about you. I don't care if they said your ears were too long. I like the way they stand up when I whistle. 10:33 on the new WKNR 13. Bill Garcia here. Let's move right along on a Tuesday night.
Merck Index 50, light air pollution, temperature 55. For WKNR News, Scott White.
More music, WKNR.
4:48 and homeward bound we are. Hugger Dan with the Raiders. 4:51 from All Hit Music, WKNR 13, and heavy traffic, especially on the interchanges where it stop and go. Hugger Dan until 7 o'clock tonight. Here's a word from Tom McCann.
Singing songs for wherever you go.
Wisconsin and other cities.
WKNR.
You anything that you want me to. I'm not even love you.
Brothers and sisters, this bassist Tom Jones with his big voice and his tight pants. 4:56 on WKNR with Dan Henderson. Cloudy tonight, low 45. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 70. Detroit temperature 55 now at WKNR.
If you're a girl.
Stroh Brewery Company, Detroit, Michigan.
WKNR. At 298-4777, your Keener Motor City hit line is open. For Centerline and Pleasant Ridge, this is Brad.
Rockin' good at Radio 89 and Ron Riley's Sunday Night American Dream. WLS in Chicago. Ben McShamey is called at 6:33 in the Windy City. Along with the hit clouds, we play a few new ones. Some previews. We'll have one right after we swing with Martha and the Vandellas, baby. Honey Child. Oh, yeah, yeah. Martha the Vandellas. WLS in Chicago at 6:35 on a Sunday night.
Presenting the first annual WLS Hit Parade Award.
Showbiz! Whee! Fill it all in, write your name and address, and get it into LS Radio, huh? It's going to be a year of years. So many good records this year, to be kind of hard to guess, huh? Kind of hard to guess who your favorite artists were. I already put in my bet. I told the boss, I said, man, if the Beatles went, I want to go there and give them the award. Huh? How you going to get there?
What a buy. You going to pay.
Young Warwick and LS. The nation now can breathe easier, friends. Wedding of the year yesterday. Linda finally got married off. She's a little worried, I think, huh? Linda had a hurry, though. She really had a hurry because she figured this was the last year she could probably have a fall wedding in the White House. Seven on the Ron Riley Sunday, my Lynn, Beatles. Only six new ones in the new Beatle album, if you have to have bought them over the weekend. Six new ones, but they're all right. We'll have another cut a little later on. 89. Here on Radio 89 in Chicago, it's 13 and 7 o'clock. And Ron Riley Sunday, 8 o'clock tonight, we'll have some of the top records from England on the British Billboard. Gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. Sports news at 25 after every hour tonight. Preview. A couple of kids who are a good combination. Sing a good combination. New record with Sonny and Cher at WLS. Remember that theater tour LS did with them last year? Two great people. Sonny and Cher, good combination. It's called New.
WLS. Coming up strong with music.
Take us to news at 55. Back to the charts. The sound of Mr. Bretton Wood. Who would if he could? Baby, I'd love you.
WAAM, Ann Arbor.
Hello, music lovers. This is Jerry Riley on an absolutely beautiful Wednesday on The Life of Riley. The best, the sexiest, the slimmest, the most handsome disc jockey in the whole world.
What?
You dispute my claim? Do you really? Well, the only thing that keeps me from being a bare-faced liar is my mustache. I lied about that. Riley needs a winner on my studio line. Be the 15th caller, know the payday sponsor, and rip me off for 3 instant winner lottery tickets. All right? All in oats. She's gone. I guess the problem started when he woke up in the morning and said, I feel like a new man. And she said, so do I. WAAM, I'm going to blame it all on City Hall and his nights on Broadway. Bee Gees, Gold, from the Life of Riley. Hi. Wham Tuesday weather at 4:42. Tonight, rain, chance of thunder showers. Generally icky tonight with a low 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high 62. Currently, it is 74 degrees from the Super 16. You don't hear too much about those Mars Viking landers anymore, do you? What are they up to? Well, the Viking 2 failed in an attempt to lift a Martian boulder today because it was not strong enough. Jet propulsion scientists thought about sending Jack LaLanne up there to help, but later decided to give it one more try with a smaller rock. Now, so far, the landers have not determined whether or not there is life on Mars. All they've found is rocks and boulders, a very thin atmosphere that was probably much thicker millions of years ago, and a bunch of old rusty aerosol cans lying around.
Dave? Pick them up at the Wheaton Sports Shop in Wheaton. Where else?
M-E-T.
Got to go to the Chapel Wabble Wednesday night, fair and warm tonight. Loaded
right on, Kevin.
W-M-E-G.
In the next 60 minutes, you're going to hear 55 minutes of music. Also, an LP zap and the world-famous Whammo 9. Time for the backseat night moves.
Ow! That's a little too soft.
At MEG.
The promoters.
Holidays from the Much More Music Station.
WTIX New Orleans.
3:30 on the Bobby Reno. Go.
WTIX New
Before the hour, Scott Isis reports 2020 news to you. Right now, it's cloudy, 66 degrees in the Crescent City. Here's Aretha Franklin.
You told me I'm just singing a song.
She's left singing a song. Aretha Franklin, 3:35 at WGIX. Good afternoon from the Bobby Reno Show. Set ahead, it's Scott Isis in 2020 news.
She's singing a song.
Job opportunities in the New Orleans area will be offered to qualified college seniors and graduates at the Jung Hotel today, December 26th through the 28th. For further information, contact the Chamber of Commerce.
WTIX.
Louisiana Governor John McKiffin today vetoed a bill designed as a companion measure to the corporation franchise tax measure, which was defeated during the special session of the state legislature. This is
Tommy James and Sean Bills from KBOX in Dallas at 5:29. The baby does the Hank Fake.
Hey, Box! Hit time! One!
The KBOX in Dallas, the Supreme, you keep me hanging on. Supreme, number one, you keep me hanging on from K-Box in Dallas on the K-Box Dusty Weekend, where every other sound the K-Box does. Hear the teddy bear. At the teddy bears at 25 until 6 o'clock.
Budweiser beer and wonderful K-Box Dallas radio presents the weather.
Here's your Dallas weathercast brought to you by Budweiser. Considerable morning cloudiness, otherwise partly cloudy tonight through Monday night. Warmer tonight, tomorrow's high is going to be somewhere in the 80s, low tonight in the 50s. Fort Worth at 78 degrees under fair skies. In Dallas, also fair skies, and now 78, humidity 42%. The winds are south-southwest at 15 miles per hour. The pressure, 3409 and steady. High so far today has been 83, a record since 1942 when the record high was 81 degrees. In Dallas, currently fair skies, now 78 for Budweiser.
The weather brought to you by
Budweiser beer and wonderful K-Box Dallas radio.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, don't miss the great big Paul Revere and the Raiders salute on the Frank Jolly Show.
Hey, Tucker is on! 1480 K-Box Radio!
You're in for a treat if you attend the Fall Festival of Gracious Living in the Sea.
Let it go, the President's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Hike of love. Woo! I can dig it. 621 with a bitch for WKLO's Brother Love. Getting it all together for a week off.
WKLO.
Ha ha! Wee! The Sugar Bears! And you!
Music, WKLO.
Hey, Dr. Hook.
You got 3 minutes and 31 seconds to get Sylvia's old lady off the phone.
More music. WKLO.
Oh, honey, come on. It's 628. You're with the Weather Mitchell for Brother Love at WKLO. And for another,
do we have it together?
The Rolling Stones. Talking.
Walk.
At the Big 1080 for the Mitchell for Brother Love.
Hey, bro, is your stuff big?
Oh, yeah. More music. WKLO.
My headline is ready for you, and you can call it. Got seven numbers for you. 589-4810. Dial them. Jackson Brown, Crosby and Nash, and Dr. My Eyes. WKLO with the Mitchell for Brother Love at 637.
WKLO.
The Osmonds blowing it to you, baby. 641. Willie Mitchell for Brother Love at WKLO.
Walks away.
And the Sardo Club will meet tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Highland American Legion on Bardstown Road. Kentucky out of weather. Look for sunny and clear weather tomorrow. Low tonight 55. Currently at 79 degrees at WKLO.
From city.
Little old heat wave occupying the WHK realm. It's out here at 5:45.
Right now, here's the time and temperature for Cleveland. From
WHK. 67 degrees on. We have WHK weather word now for the holiday score out there. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 54, tomorrow's high 75. The wind northeast 11 miles per hour. The wind out there in the lake is pretty heavy. Lake is very, very rough, and 67 degrees. I'd like to win a Vespa motor scooter, huh? You can, very simply, by coming by any Tom McCann store or WHK. Fill out the entry blank and mail to WHK at 5000 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland 3. We're going to give away 31 prizes, including record albums and Tom McCann shoes. But all the entries must be postmarked no later than midnight, September the 8th. Decision of our judges will be final.
The fashionable sound in Cleveland. WHK.
WHK at the Johnny Holiday Summertime is 12 minutes prior to 6 o'clock. We had a rehearsal last night of the Scott Burton Johnny Holiday Hootenears, or whatever we're going to call them. I don't know. If you'd like to join our little group, you give us a buzz. Express 1-5000. We may even be singing a song like this, honey bunny, like Trini Lopez sings 11 clocks in towards 6 p.m. This fellow's got the second most popular song in town, If I Had a Hammer.
Could snow by tomorrow morning. Best bet might be to check with Bill Bailey. That is your best bet any morning. WLS between 6 and 10.
89 WLS.
Flat Tom, that's Flat Tom, baby. It's all right. 9:15 at WLS. Demons.
Na, na, hey, 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 hey.
Baby, that's all right. It's a message. 919 WLS Chuck Newell. Mama Cass.
Nobody can tell you.
Do your own thing and make your own kind of music. Mama Cass Elliott at WLS.
Gearbox. Richmond Brothers' new store within a store for young men. Go Gearbox. It's Richmond's new thing.
Visit the Gearbox in the Richmond Brothers stores in Cermak Plaza, Winston Plaza, and in Joliet, in the Hillcrest Shopping Center, and at 172 North Chicago Street. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Chicago weather.
Mostly cloudy tonight. A chance of a little rain. It may turn to snow later tonight. We may have snow tomorrow morning or a little of that rain, too. Low tonight, 32. Tomorrow's high around 37. Much better than that now under cloudy skies. WLS counting 41 degrees. Four downs at 924 WLS and Chuck Buell.
KFRC.
to Steve Lundy. The Big 610, burning big with the world's hottest hits. This is from the album Where I'm Coming From. Stevie Wonder, brand new hit song. Music, baby. The Super Soul Boogie. If you really, really, really love. With Steve Lundy, it's 5:08 and a good-looking Wednesday afternoon. Proud to have you.
Arthur, there's something you ought to know about me.
For the past 90 years, Wyatt Earp has been a hero.
Empire Theaters and the El Rancho Drive-In. Donny Osmond. Oh, this is still the most requested song on the Steve Lundy Show from the entire Bay Area. Go away, little girl.
From the KFRC Hall of Fame.
And Bobby Love.
And Bobby Love. That's Little Gold from the Hall of Fame on KFRC. It's 5:14 with Steve Lundy, the Beatles, doing it.
Ever see a red lemon?
And Willie Bunker will be on the mound for the Orioles.
WFUN.
Just ahead of much more music, look for partly clear skies, a high Saturday near 88, low 75. Phil Hayes, WFUN News Central.
WFUN.
It's called Andy. It's 25 for the chapter 9. Dedications on that for Patty, also for HK, for Dino, Bernie, Mary, Connie, and for Babette.
How would you like to travel around the world and get paid for the privilege?
Ooh, boy. For courteous service, it's the Burger Castle at 345 East 49th Street in Hialeah.
Mike E. Harvey, WFUN.
Yeah, a little sound by the night callers. Chuck Conlon singing lead there. Stolen Black Egg. Looks like it's coming back again, man. All kinds of requests for that. Chuck and all the guys are from Daytona Beach. Chuck and I used to have an apartment together in Daytona. Which was my apartment, but it seemed like we had it together as many times as we were there. That's for Baby Rocket, also for OD, for TT, and for Fosse, for Catman, for Hoohead, for the guy on 64th Place, from the girls on 58th Street, for Jim, from someone very special, for Glenn, Chris, Russ, Mark, and nobody special, and it's 9:31.
This is the Mikey Harvey Show on the Much More Music Station, WFUN, South Miami, Florida.
WFUN.
On the Boss Survey from WFUN by the Happening. Go, go away, LeBron! Dedication for Alicine, also for Larry, for Gladys, for Georgina, Carolina, and for Martha, for... Are you kidding me? For, but I'm bummed. Can't read it. Also for Maria and someone special. 26 minutes away from 10, that's WFUN Much More Music Time.
Come on. Thanks to the Real Radio Repository and Keener13.com for graciously providing this month's air checks. Also, don't forget that we're sending out complimentary jingle CDs to anyone who sends in a market scope for the next few months. Send to me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-9160. Profile your hometown radio market and get a free jingle CD. Not a bad deal. That's it for now. We'll see you next month. Next up, musings from the members.
What's on your mind?
Silence, you ninny.
You have some comments to make?
How do you possess such knowledge?
Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and Audio Service members. This is Carl Dabelstein calling from sunny Phoenix on February 26th. For those of you who enjoy air checks, I have some information that you might find interesting. Over the Christmas holidays, Karen and I visited our kids and grandkids back in Minnesota. While in St. Cloud, I stopped in a bookstore and came across a very interesting book on the history of Top 40 radio in the 50s and 60s and many of the key people that promoted it. It is titled The Hits Just Keep On Coming by Ben Fong Torres. It talks about many of the famous Top 40 radio stations such as KHJ, KFRC, KFWB, WQAM, WLS, and WMCA. It also details the careers of many famous Top 40 DJs such as Alan Freed, Murray the K, B. Mitchell Reed, Gary Owens, Casey Kasem, Dick Biondi, Bobby Ocean, and the real Don Steele, as well as other industry leaders that had a big influence on Top 40 radio, including Todd Storrs, Gordon McClendon, and Bill Gavin. Finally, inside the back cover of the book is a CD that contains 17 recorded air checks of some of the DJs described in the book. I found this to be very enjoyable and thought I'd share that with you. That's it for now. 73s and good DX.
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ, Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. And my first encounter with radio, well, hey, I was listening to radio when I was old enough to walk. Back in 1959, when I was 12, I used to sneak out of bed at 4:30 in the morning when my mom and dad would go off to work, and I would just have a blast just listening to all the little stations, KMOX, and that was when I really started learning about different cities and geography. That was really, really when I started getting an interest in geography back in those days by listening to all these distant stations on my little five-tube Motorola radio we had in the kitchen. Those were the good old days, man. Oh, yeah, I want to say, hey, thanks to Bruce Conti for that X-Band update. I was wondering where that station that was playing Korean music at 1680, I was wondering where that was. So, hey, thanks so much for that. And I agree with everybody, that IBOC has to go, for sure. Keep rocking, you guys, and congratulations on your anniversary there of the DX Audio Service.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring. Today is March 10th. I got interested in DXing when I was fooling around with the TV set, and I got a weak channel, and I had to ask my mother where the station was, and when she said Portland, Maine, she was somewhat surprised because at the time we were living in Nahant, Massachusetts, near Boston. Then my father gave me his old Helicrafter radio, and when I started getting AM stations at night, my mother would stick a pin in my wall map showing me where the cities were that I was pulling in at night, and I've been DXing ever since. On 1670, there's a station testing from Frederick. I don't know what the call letters are. I don't know what the format is, but when they've been on the air, they've been playing bits and pieces of rock. I think the call letters are WDXT or WDXX, I don't know. But Saturday, I heard something on 1670, and it was total IBOC, nothing but that. Also, I heard WOR interfere with 700, and on 720. Also on 7:30, the same interference, and when I heard both of them on 7:20, it was really loud.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville with some comments from March. Well, Mark Durenberger's Bandscan from Arizona, for anyone who wanted to know, the program on 1100 was in Polish, and that is, I'm sure, the Cave Creek / Phoenix, Arizona station, because I've been to Phoenix, and that station does have several foreign language programs at night. I'd like to say bravo to the article that Fred read at the end of Side 1, suggesting more variety in the opinions of talk show hosts. It would seem to me that regardless of your own political opinions, you'd get sick and tired of listening to talk shows that all say the same thing. And I'd like to know what political consultant ever figured out that they have to be so nasty. I'm not talking about the Howard Stern types. I'm talking about Neil Bortz and all those people. It seems like they try to outdo each other in just plain downright nastiness and meanness. Is it really true that people like to listen to those nasty people? And how was that determined anyway? Whatever happened to the nice people who want to talk about honest-to-goodness issues, especially local issues, and not make nasty comments about everyone who disagrees with them? I, for one, don't find it entertaining, and whether they agree with me or not, I wouldn't find it entertaining. But I've been thinking some more about mainline radio stations. You know, we all grew up in our families. My family listened to WHAM. Yours probably listened to WBAL or KMOX or KFI, WBZ, and if you're of a certain age, and that's where the parents listened to the radio, the whole family. There was news, school closings, community events, farm prices. There was usually a women's program, different kinds of music, maybe a local talk show in the evening, and it was a station that could really serve the whole family. As so many of our big 50,000-watt stations have gone to this talk format where, in fact, they embrace a very kind of limited kind of talk to where they're all the same political opinion and the same idea, aren't they alienating and pushing away most of the listeners by catering to only a certain kind of listener who wants to hear this yelling and screaming and insulting and nastiness all day long? What's going to happen when these talk listeners get sick of it or get older or just don't want to hear any more talk radio? The idea that the station caters for everybody's needs and the whole family is being washed away. Isn't that a very short-sighted thing? Aren't these radio stations really sacrificing their long-term interest for short-term profits in what seems to be a popular format at the moment? I just think it's really sad that you can't listen to WHAM or KFAB or KFI as a family and have family enjoyment and entertaining and community information as opposed to being assaulted by name-calling, yelling, screaming, hostile talk hosts. And I don't care if they're liberal or conservative. I'm talking about their demeanor and the way they appeal to people. Just a thought from Tim here in Huntsville. On my 7th birthday, I was given a table radio. It was an RCA radio with two knobs, on-off volume, and the station knob, which had a little pointer that I, a blind child, could feel. Since my mother always listened to WHAM, I didn't want to turn the radio off of WHAM for the first few weeks that I had it. But then I discovered that you could get other stations in places like Buffalo and Syracuse, and even those stations in Toronto that started with C. Now, that was exciting in Western New York. And then one evening, I picked up WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio. I didn't know where Ohio was, but I thought it was probably a long way away. I knew it wasn't in New York, and I ran downstairs and told my mother I picked up Cleveland, Ohio, and I guess I've been DXing ever since. I got into the DX Audio Service in 1985 when I came back from working overseas, and Randy Jones of St. Augustine, Florida, gave me several back issues of DX Audio Service, and I said, I got to get this thing, and I subscribed right away, and I've never quit since. So it was thanks to Randy that I got started, and I have never missed an issue since then, thanks to Fred and everybody else.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House again. Today is March 11th, and it's a little bit after 5 o'clock. I'm on my cordless phone. I'm right next to my GE Super 3 radio. At 1670 is a station from Frederick, Maryland, WDTX, conducting a test. Now I'm going to go down to 1660.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. The Blue Jays games will be carried on the Fan 590 for the second year in a row. Chum walked away from their contract with a couple of years left on it and went back to their oldies format. They deleted sports entirely. So I thought I'd let you folks know that it'd be interesting to see who the new announcers are in Denver, too. I'll be waiting for Ken's next report. My getting started into radio DXing was before I really knew even what it was. I was just a little boy, and we were living on a farm about 100 miles from Toronto. And one thing used to happen was that my mom used to let me listen to police calls above 1600 when it came on early at night back in those years. And then I started getting all these faraway stations and getting fascinated to it, and that made me start wanting to travel, which I've been able to be very fortunate to do quite a bit of in my life, and it's been a very wonderful thing for me. I love DXing, and I love the club, and I sincerely hope to be in Dallas for your convention this year.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry, and I've got a Satellite 700, and it's got a great FM section. But I've had it about 10 years, and it's just starting to fail. Things going wrong several places, and I don't know about the feasibility of getting it repaired. So I wonder if any of you know about any radios that are especially strong on FM, especially concerning sensitivity, selectivity, and ability to work in strong signal environments without overloading all over the place.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, before we put winter to bed gladly for another year and go on to spring, a couple of exceptional reception reports I think I should give you. On Saturday afternoon, February the 8th, around 2 o'clock, I was getting as far as WSM in Nashville and WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. Those are 700 and 800 miles or so away from me. And on the night of Friday, March 7th, around 7 o'clock, I was getting WMAZ, 50,000 watts on 940 in Macon, Georgia, with a college basketball game. So that's, I think, terrific, very remarkable. I want to wish happy anniversary to the club and many, many more great years as we enjoy our hobby of DXing.
Hi, my name is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Number one, I'm checking on that station on 880 in Florida City. And number two, congratulations to the DX Audio Service for being their anniversary. I love the magazine. I first got into DXing back when I was a kid. I would be going to school early in the morning, and I used to listen to a guy on WLS by the name of Chuck Bill, who did a farm show every morning. And when I would come home, I would always wonder why in the morning I could pick them up, but not late at night, but not early in the afternoon, rather. And it was interesting. One of my other memories was listening to the Charlie Bryan show on WWL in New Orleans. But I love DXing, and I wish IBOC would go away, and I think AM Stereo should come back again. It would be great. What they're doing with AM radio is awful. And congratulations to WSAI in Cincinnati for going oldies, and WWKB in Buffalo, New York, going oldies. If we could have a market scope on those two cities, it would be great. We need an oldie station down here in the Miami area because there's nothing on radio. That's it. And congratulations to the DX Audio Service. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you have something to say, something on your mind, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, a recorded service of the National Radio Club. And to Tim Hendel, I'd like to say, yes, I am kind of disappointed in what has happened to radio. It's kind of lost its local soul. So many stations are nothing more than jukeboxes, repeaters, high-power translators and the sort, and don't really offer anything to the public. And it's kind of a shame because on one side of the coin, they're just making a small group of people very wealthy, but they do really nothing for the public. So I hope somewhere down the road that will change and consolidation will go away. On the subject of IBOC, if you have any comments or personal stories you'd like to relate, I would love to hear them. And you can either put them in written form, email or a letter and send them, or you can just drop your comments on a cassette tape, perhaps, or even on the musings line. And since this is the anniversary issue, I thought I'd take a moment or so to review our subscription policy and some of the issues with the DX Audio Service, just so you don't have an uh-oh in the future. Since we have some new members to the DX Audio Service, and perhaps some of you older members are kind of scratching your head, wondering how things work around the DX Audio Service,
I thought I'd just go over a few things. These are basically answers to questions that people have asked me over the past 3 months. And rest assured, you're not going to hear about this for another year because it really doesn't bear repeating. But it just lets you know how things work around the DX Audio Service and how we do stuff. First of all, normally subscriptions run 1 year. Some members have received extra months added onto their subscription. This is due to the fact that they brought in new members, had new folks join up the DX Audio Service. You'll find the date of your last tape on your mailing label. You should send in your renewal about 30 days prior to the date that's on your mailing label, just so you don't miss an issue, because if you send it in real late, then I usually have to hold it until the next edition. I can make a special copy, but it takes us a lot of time. So please send it in about 30 or 45 days prior to your last edition. Tapes are normally mailed during the last week of the month preceding an issue date. So, for example, on this edition, the April 2003 edition, it's scheduled to mail the last week of March. Now, sometimes there can be problems that delay your subscription. This is due to duplication and mailing. And I have seen the post office delay stuff as much as 1 week, even inside Ohio or the adjacent states. So please don't request a replacement till after about the 10th of the month. Give it a chance to get there. And if you do get a replacement and then the original shows up too, please send one of those tapes back. The only way we can keep our subscription costs low is by managing our materials. Now, what happens if your tape arrives blank, is defective in some way, or it looks like they ran over it with a postal truck? Well, sometimes that happens, and it's very easy to remedy. Just send it back with a note just telling us what the problem is. Also, please write defect on the envelope just to clue me in on the fact that you need a fast turnaround on a replacement. In fact, if I'm not home and Debbie or one of the kids knows what you need, they can often just turn the tape around to you that very same day it's received. If you call or email and ask, what do I need to do? Well, it just takes a little bit more time to get around to taking care of it. We need the tape back. Reason is, defective tapes can be returned to the tape company and we can get new tapes. So it won't cost the club anything. However, if you just want another tape to send to a friend or for some other reason, you can always order one from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. They're only $3, and just give Ken Chatterton a call at area 315-387-3583, or you can order online at the National Radio Club's Publication Center. Now, what happens if you don't get a tape? Well, just call, email, or write us and let us know. Of course, be sure to check your subscription date so you're not requesting a replacement for an issue that is after your subscription ran out. Again, we'll send you out a new tape, but please return the tape if your original shows up. Also, if you have persistent problems with tape delivery, you or I are going to need to contact the postmaster in your city to resolve the issue. We just can't leave it go on and on and on forever. Please send us your address change information when you know of a new address. If you're going to be moving, let us know as soon as possible so we can get it in before your tape mails. Sometimes the Postal Service does not forward stuff correctly all the time. Also, I'd appreciate a telephone number or a valid email address for our records. You will not be contacted in any way. The information does not leave this room unless we have a major problem in getting a tape to you, in which case you'll probably get a call from me saying, hey, what's up? Your tapes keep coming back to me. So that's the only reason we need a phone number or an email address, is just to contact you in case, for some reason, your tapes just don't get to you. Addresses are not shared with any other members, so if you'd like to contact someone who has not provided an address, just send us the information and we'll forward it on to that member. Again, it's not our policy to share information or phone numbers or subscription information, even if a member says it's okay to give that stuff out. We just don't do it. Some members share their tapes with other people, and unfortunately, if you are not the subscribing member, we cannot accept Muses and Market Scopes from you. The reason for this is that it's reserved for members only. Keep in mind that a subscription is a membership and allows you to attend the conventions and obtain National Radio Club merchandise and publications at a discount. Memberships have privilege, and you're a member of the DX Audio Service when you subscribe to the DX Audio Service. When making recordings off the radio, as we talked about, please try to use a direct connection to the radio. Often I have to reject recordings, including Market Scope material that is recorded with a microphone placed next to the radio, as the recordings just do not sound clear enough. The reason for this is after it goes into our editor and then through the compressor and it's duplicated, and then a member listens to it on their cassette recorder, sometimes the audio is real hard to hear. So we have to maintain a high quality standard for audio recording. Now this also applies for feeding air checks down the musings line. Some members have tried to include recordings of radio stations try to feed them down the musings line for me. The system that I use is called Watson, and it's for voice only and listens to the ups and downs in the human voice. When something is played into the system and it has a constant volume, such as a recording of a radio station or maybe just a noise that you're trying to say, hey, what's this noise that keeps bothering me? Well, the system will listen for just a brief moment in time, and after about 2 seconds, it just hangs up on you. So I don't even hear everything that you fed down the line. Please use the Musings line for voice messages only. And if you need to feed audio, you can also send them to me at my email address as an attachment in MP3, or mail a cassette or a CD or mini disc. And I'd prefer that you not send real audio files, as when they're edited and processed and duplicated, they tend to sound kind of nasty. What is permissible information on the Musings line? Well, any information about radio, your thoughts, ideas, suggestions, loggings of new stations that you've heard, buy, sell, and trade items. Musings is not to advertise services or business opportunities or network for contacts and invite people to come to your website. It's for information of personal nature. So if you're looking for air check collectors, you can give your information out. Say, hey, I'm looking for people to trade air checks with or trade jingles with, or I'm looking for a part for radio. Or how do you do this? How do you record a station with a antenna in an apartment or so? That's where you put the information, is you call the Musings, and hopefully somebody will be able to hear that and answer your question. But don't use it for any commercial endeavors. Also, any personal messages that are for me will likely not be heard until the last of the month, and sometimes they won't even be heard at all if I'm not the one doing the editing on the Musings. If you have a address change or information or questions about your subscription, please write, email, or call me at 419-228-6223 between 5 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time and talk with me. But don't leave any personal messages on the Musings, because they probably will never be heard. And speaking of our phone numbers, be sure you have the correct number and address in your database. The old telephone number has been long disconnected. And the number is, again, 419-228-6223. And when sending in subscriptions or defective tapes, send them right here to my home and studio, which is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Finally, remember that this is a volunteer organization, a club, and a business or a grant from a corporation or government does not support us. The only way this magazine succeeds is by paying for the operational costs of tapes and postage, and through the efforts of the many editors of the club. Editors don't actively research and get specific items for members, such as Somebody calling up and saying, hey, I wish Phil would drive to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and do a market scope. Phil doesn't do that. It's up to the members to supply the information to the editors and put it into some kind of coherent form. The way it works is for each and every member to feed in some information about what is happening and what he or she is listening to. If each member contributes just a little, we get a lot of information. Send in your tips and information to either the editor or to myself, and I'll make sure it gets to the right person. And remember, if you're waiting for someone else to do it, someone else is waiting for you to do it. You're their somebody else. And that's about all the information I have about us here at the DX Audio Service. If you have any questions, be sure to contact me, and we'll try to get back with you as soon as possible. You know the music, and we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.